Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. One more time, please. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Please raise your hands and sing nicely. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Srila Prabhupada. Jaya Rupa Goswami, Rupa Goswami, Rupa Goswami, Jaya Rupa Goswami. Jaya Krishna Balaram, Krishna Balaram, Krishna Balaram, Krishna Balaram. During the retreat, a reoccurring theme has surfaced again and again. The theme has come up in personal discussions. It has come up in questions after the presentations, And knowing, you know, because we do these retreats since 20 years, it's not only a question of this particular retreat. It's a question of which comes up in all retreats. And this question is not only a retreat-related question. It is a life-related question. This question surfaces in discussions amongst devotees. When this question is not answered, it is a question of gives rise to disappointment and a compromised spiritual life. This question is crucial to our life. The question is, how can we make an experience of Krishna consciousness that sets all doubts to the side and that empowers us to go on with strength in our spiritual life? This question is a question which also surfaces hundreds of years ago, and it has made it into the Vaishnava literature, the songs. There's a beautiful song by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur where he addresses this question with courage. He says, Shri Radha Krishna Pada Kamale Mana, O mind, how will you ultimately take shelter at the lotus feet of Shri Radha Krishna? I have had the desire to take shelter of those lotus feet since time immemorial. I had this desire to take complete shelter of those lotus feet since time immemorial, but up to this moment, this wretched servant is simply waiting. In other words, he says, I have not yet reached your lotus feet. I have no experience. I'm waiting for this. Then he goes into the prayer mood. He says, please give this servant who is afflicted by the thirst for other things, material enjoyment, please give him the qualification to serve. And then he says, I don't have much time, actually. I observe the restless current of life. It runs into the ocean of time or death. The days that have gone will not come again. Alas, Krishna, what am I to do now? And then he really stays in the prayer mood, my dear devotees. He recognizes that on his own strength, it is impossible to reach the lotus feet of the Lord and have these type of spiritual experiences which are promised in our tradition. We need help. So he says, I'm unfortunate and I'm exceedingly foolish. Foolish, it means exceedingly foolish as far as I understand. It's really top foolish and top more foolish and topmost foolish. I do not understand even a sesame seed of quantity of bhakti. Oh my masters, he addresses Radha and Krishna, by virtue of your greatness, take my soul and make me your own, therefore vanquishing my material sufferings. Remember Bhujan Prabhu's excellent class yesterday where he said, when the magic of bhakti takes place when we confront our fallen situation and become genuine humble, not lip service humble, genuine humble, we regret this, while at the same time, almost paradoxically, desiring great things. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, listen to what he desires. Give me a perfected spiritual body. Siddha Deha Diya Brindavane Maje Sevamrita Korodan. Give me a perfected spiritual body within the transcendental abode of Vrindavan, and give me charity that is the nectar of service to you. My dear devotees, if you can maintain in your chanting these two things, these opposites in some ways, this these poles of humility on one side, humility on one side, and on the other side, desire. Don't give up. Don't become dull, unaware, unconscious chanters. No desire. Oh, I would like to do some service to you in the transcendental land of Vrindavan. No. Then, then the magic happens between these poles. And if you want to go into this song, and I think those who know how to sing songs and find the melody, it is it is called, I only know the page on which it is, because it is called Shri Radha Krishna Pada Kamale Mana. Shri Radha Krishna Kamala Mana. It's an amazing thing. It's called an entreaty, an urgent request. No? An urgent request. So I'm still waiting, but and I'm fallen and time runs out. But you have so much greatness. You are so wonderful, and Radha and Krishna. So please give me some charity. He thinks like a beggar gets some charity, no? Some paisas or some milk or whatever. Give me some charity, your sevamrita, the nectar of your direct service, where I'm directly associating with you and serve you. So please accept me in your service. This is our prayer, my dear devotee. And before Bhurijan Prabhu gives a short thing, I would like to recommend to you three simple practices which can bring you into this space and hold you into this in this space. Hold you or take care that you don't fall out of this space. The first is intention setting, no? Therefore, we often hear "try your best," or "this is such a unique opportunity." The intention must be there. The second step is sincerity. Connect with that sincere part that is no longer interested in the things you can get over Amazon.com. But these special things which the Amazon.com doesn't have, sincerity, connect with that sincere desire. And then, very simple, remain attentive, no? And whenever the mind wanders, as it will, then bring it back to the chanting.
Hare Krishna. Even though we are in the most beautiful of places, everyone close your eyes. Please close your eyes. And what we're going to do is see with our ears. See with your ears the painting that Srila Rupa Goswami has painted for our thoughts and mind. Please listen carefully and see the picture that Rupa Goswami is painting. Let me praise Yashoda Gopi's little son, whose complexion is the color of a new monsoon cloud, who wears splendid champak flower earrings, whose face is blossoming like a lotus, whose smile is so gentle, who wears silk garments that are as splendid as molten gold, who wears a peacock feather crown, and who is the best of all persons. Menander's son, whose face defeats the autumn moon, who is an ocean of playfulness, an ocean of handsomeness, who holds a toy ball in his hand, who is the life friend of the gopis, whose transcendental form is now covered with dust, whose flute is tucked under his arm, and whose words are obeyed by the cows. May he protect me. O Lord, who killed the demon Shankarchuda, O Lord, who rises in the hearts of his devotees, O Lord, who wears a peacock feather crown, O Lord, who wears a charming Gunja necklace, O Lord, who enjoys transcendental pastimes in the beautiful forest of Vrindavan, O Lord, who wears jasmine flowered earrings, O Lord Mukunda, please protect me. O Lord, who became angry to see the gopas troubled by the great floods and rains from the terrible clouds sent by Indra, who was angry at the stopping of the jagya, Indra was angry. O Lord, who lifted the great hill with your left lotus hand. O Lord, who protected Braja. O Lord, whose eyes are just like lotus petals. O Lord, please protect me in the same way. May the Lord who wears a beautiful necklace pearls that are like stars. May the Lord who appears like the God of love in the gopis' hearts, may the Lord who is angry at Kamsa, who is the crest jewel of all demons, who is so fortunate to have been killed by Krishna, may that Lord who delights in playing the flute and who carries the Sangha bow, may that Lord give transcendental happiness to us. May the picture that Srila Rupa Goswami has painted with his words remain always in your heart, and may it appear when you chant Krishna.
Thank you very much, Purijan Prabhu, for this rain of sweetness, really, rain of sweetness. Rupa Goswami, yes. It's